Greetings and welcome to another episode of Wine and Wisdom. I am Dr. Carlia East, where it is time for us to sip, savor, and elevate our minds. You bring the wine because I got the wisdom. Let's go ahead and jump in to our Q&A questions this week. So the first question that I'm having to break down is this. I want more for my life, but I don't know where to start, right? I want more for my life, but I don't know where to start. All right. So when it comes to this, I think you have to be specific about what you mean by more. What do you mean by more? Do you mean more money, more friends, more patience, more damn peace? Like, we can all use a little bit more of that. But, you know, you need to figure out, are you trying to go into a new career? Are you trying to be a stronger individual? So being able to identify what that more is important. And sometimes in order to do that, we have to look at where we have deficits, where we don't measure up. You know, oftentimes it's not easy to necessarily know what we want. Sometimes it's easier to know what we don't want and then kind of go from there. The other thing you want to do is make sure that you start small. Like, you're not going to, let's say that your want more is I want to be healthier. I'm just going to use that one for an example. I know plenty of people that will say, okay, I want to drink my 80 ounces of water. I'm going to go to the gym 4 times a week. I'm not going to eat sweets. I'm not going to do that. By the time you add all these things up that you're not going to do, then you fuck around and find out and end up doing at least 3 out of the 4. Why? Because you gave yourself too much shit at one time. When we are getting ready for a shift or a transition in our lives, we have to be okay about piecemealing those things together. Why? Because we did not get to where we were by all or nothing consumption, right? We consumed our bad traits or bad habits or toxic traits or whatever in small steps, in small doses, right? So we have to also know that in order to deal and heal and feel, we have to do that in small doses as well. Okay. So you want to start smart. And then next, you want to check your mindset, and you want to make sure that you don't have anything, any obstacles, metaphorical or otherwise, that are getting in your way. So are you ready for this change? What is your motivation? Why are you ready for more? You need to really be clear about that. Are you trying to get more because of you and only you, or are you trying to do more? And sorry, sneeze. Oh, it didn't come out. Okay, whatever. Are you trying to do more because of that's your internal clock telling you you want more? Or are you doing more because your girlfriend or boyfriend wants you to do more? Then, like, what the fuck is that about? Are you doing it for you? Are you doing it for somebody else? Are you doing it to stay up with the Joneses? Are you doing it for competition and comparison that you have with your girlfriends that you don't want to admit you have, but you know you have it? Just saying, you want to look at the root cause, right? Because one thing that we're not going to do is shift and transition for other people, because we're literally just going to relapse back into old behaviors. And sometimes the old behaviors are going to be increased because we didn't want to do that shift in the first place, right? So you want to make sure that you're accomplishing all those three things where you're looking at, I want my life to be more. I know I deserve more. Where do I start? So number one, identify what more means. Number two, start small. Remember, digestible bites. And number three, make sure you're mentally ready for that shit, okay? Because it is going to be you and only you. All right. Second question that I'm going to cover today is, why do I keep attracting the same toxic people? And how do I break the cycle? Now, I know that this is a question that many of us have on our minds. Okay. So in order for us to first start recognizing why we're still attracting toxic people, we have to do kind of a vibe check. We got to check ourselves. Remember, toxic people are attracted to you because there's something about you that makes them draw to you, right? So there is a certain deficit or a gap or break or bruise that you have that they are pulling towards, okay? That weakness, right? Whatever that element is, that neediness, right? That insecurity, whatever that behavior is, they are attracted to it. So you need to be able to check that vibe, because if you want to stop attracting toxic people, you've got to stop presenting with the toxic trait yourself. Won't he do it? You have to check yourself. So you have to see, am I wanting to not deal with something that I'm actually causing myself or that I'm mirroring in some type of way? So you want to do a self-check to make sure that you're not exactly what it is you don't want. The other thing that you want to do is recognize your red flags, because your red flags are serious. And oftentimes what we will do with red flags is we will paint them every color but red. They'll be light pink, mauve, burgundy, blood red, Valentine's Day red, right? We'll turn them whatever color we can instead of just acknowledging this is a red fucking flag, right? When someone shows you who they are, right? Y'all already know what I'm going to say. Believe it. Why do we continue to give concessions for someone when they clearly have violated a rule? that piece you have to go within, right? That piece you got to be like, okay, what is it about me that feels guilty for holding this person accountable for their shit? Because that's why you're not holding them accountable. You're feeling some type of way about it. Either they're a family member, so you're like, wait a minute, I can't get past mom. Like, this is my mom, so I can't hold mom accountable. Okay. Either there's someone you love, so you feel guilty, or you feel bad, or you feel like you're not being a friend, or you don't want to stir the pot or cause issues. The bottom line is you're not saying what you need to say for yourself. And ultimately, other people are being able to take advantage of that and take advantage of you. And who is winning in that equation? They are. You taking all the L's and they taking all the W's. Okay. And they're not reciprocating, i.e. they're toxic. So again, don't make excuses for their shit. Okay. That doesn't mean that you need to cut every single toxic person out of your life, but you need to be able to put some of their asses on the shelf. Okay. And then lastly, in order for you to heal, you've got to set standards, right? In order for you to attract healthy people, then you have to not only acknowledge the things that I just said, but you've got to be consistent in doing that long term. Now, that's where therapy comes in, because I'm telling y'all this now. If I already hit on those two nuggets and you're like, damn, I got to work on that, I'm gonna need you to holler at your girl. Okay. Because at the end of the day, there are other things that you need to help you deal with that. See, not having toxic people in your life is not just about acknowledging the toxic trait in yourself. It's not about acknowledging what they do and holding them accountable. It's also about deep entrenched ideas of tradition or respect or femininity or masculinity. And that shit plays a huge role in why we deal with shit. Okay. And put up with stuff of other people, including abuse and neglect that we're not supposed to. That's why we sit at the family table and allow everyone to gaslight us when we know that we're, you know, healthy or successful or doing well, or we may be doing something different that they quite don't understand, but we allow them to give us that abuse. That is also why we put ourselves in situations where people are maybe not to the same level that we are. I don't believe that anyone's beneath another person, but I do think there's levels to the shit, right? And so when someone is on a different level than you or a lower level than you, and you keep putting yourself in lower level rooms, then you're going to level down. You're not going to level up. And you're also going to keep attracting and also start, you know, acting out some of those toxic traits. So that's where the therapist comes in, right? So the bottom line is, if you want to stop attracting toxic people, we got to do a deep, deep soul dive on what is coming up and out of you. And that also means going deeper into childhood, which I know y'all like, oh Lord, here we go into the childhood. But listen, what some of our mamas and daddies and grandmas and stuff did or didn't do, not that it was intentional, that still impacts us. And it plays a role into our inability to forgive or our ability to be run over. All right. So we want to check all of that shit at the door. Again, these are great questions. Y'all keep sending them in because I love breaking this stuff down. Please like, share, and follow. And make sure y'all contact me to set up an appointment. Again, if I'm hitting you hard, let's vibe. Let's get this done, because the same way I'm talking on this podcast is the same way I'm going to talk to you like a real person. Okay. Because real people make the world go round. That part. So I will holler at y'all later. Be safe and be blessed. Take care.